Jeff Alexander's music and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Amos. Have you ever wondered just why 10,000 independent druggists in this country voluntarily recommend and sell Rexall drug products? Well, it's because they know from experience that Rexall products are as pure and reliable as science and skill can possibly make them. That's why, with the greatest of confidence, these 10,000 druggists tell their customers you can depend on any drug product that bears the famous name Rexall. With every married man, his wife's relatives are always a bone of contention. And this is doubly true in the case of the kingfish. Sapphire's mother has always been one of the sore points.
I tell you, Sapphire, that mama of yours ain't coming here for dinner. I don't want to see her around. She got the fears of a gopher and the disposition of a hermit crab.
Don't you speak about mama like that, you bum. My mama happens to be one of the sweetest and most gentle women in the world.
Sweet and gentle? Huh. Look what you did to your father. Hit him on the head with a crowbar and put him in his grave.
I did not hit my papa on the head with a crowbar.
Well, then why did you bury the old boy with a derby on then?
Don't you talk that way about my mama. I'll have you know.
Put on that bitch. You ain't gonna hit me with that.
And another favorite target of the kingfish is Sapphire's brother, Leroy.
I don't care if he is your brother, Sapphire. You ain't sending no money to that racetrack character.
My brother is not a racetrack character. He's a writer and an author.
Author? You don't call a fella an author who read a book called How to Dope Horses for Fun and Profit, do you?
Listen, Joy Stevens, you shut your big mouth. If you say one word...
Sapphire has one relative the kingfish feels different about, Uncle Sylvester. For Uncle Sylvester, the kingfish has all the love and affection in the world.
George, look what's come in the mail this morning. A letter from Uncle Sylvester.
Well, how big a check did the old boy send us this time?
I ain't opened it yet.
What a delightful character. How I love that sweet, rich old man with one foot in the grave.
To be sending us money now. It ain't my birthday or anniversary or nothing.
Well, maybe he's sending us a little green stuff for St. Patrick's Day. Maybe the old boys and join the ancient order of the High Bunions or something like that. Now, open it up there.
There ain't nothing in here but a letter.
Shake it good there. Wait a minute. Something wrong there. Shake it.
There ain't nothing else in here.
Hey, read the thing then. Might be some good news. Maybe them dropped dead or something.
This.
What happened there? Really
Uncle to... Sylvester done been corresponding with some widow named Martha Johnson up here in New York.
Jonah.
Yeah, she lives over on 134th Street, and he's coming up here to marry her. Here's her picture.
Let me see there.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Look at that face. Up till now, I thought the H-bomb was the most horrible thing that's been on me.
Uncle Sylvester and hers on Friday. And if he marries her, there won't be none of the estate left for us. Why, oh, why couldn't this little Johnson fall in love with some other man?
Some other man? I like the way you're thinking there, honey. You got an idea there.
What you getting at, George?
Listen, honey, when you go ducking, the fella that always ends up with the ducks is the fella who puts out the best-looking decoy. Where's my hat? If anyone's looking for me, I got an appointment with a ring-neck mallet named Andy Brown. Oh, come on in to my office here. Yeah? I've been waiting for you.
Yeah, Lightning said you wanted to see me. What's up, Kingfish?
Well, now listen, Andy. I got a proposition to put up to you here. Now, I ain't got no time to beat around the bush. I'm going to jump right into the thing with both feet.
Yeah, well, start jumping.
All right, I'm going to start off by showing you a picture. Now, wait a minute, though. Now, just a minute. Now, before I do, I want you to sit down there and take a good grip on the arm of the chair. I asked you to come over here after lunch because, well, I didn't want just to hit you on no empty stomach, you see. Now, it's all settled there?
Okay.
Here's the picture, Andy.
I hate to be nosy, Kingfish, but what is it?
It's a woman. The picture must have been taken down at the lake someplace. I see she's standing by a boat dock there.
Yeah, I have seen things like that around the lake before.
Yeah,
but there was usual flapping on the bottom when they drained the lake. What is the deal, Kingfish? Is you opening a freak show?
No, like I say, I ain't going to beat around the bush. Now, look here. I'm going to tell you, now, don't get up there when I tell you this. The proposition is that I want you to marry this girl.
Listen, Kingfish, I wouldn't marry no old toad like that.
You know, the older a woman gets, the sweeter she gets. And believe me, boy, when it comes to companionship, there's nothing nicer than a woman that is around 60 and sweet.
Yeah, but when it comes to smooching, I'd rather stick to the ones that's 19 and nasty.
I'm going to tell you the truth. My rich Uncle Sylvester is engaged up with this young gal. Now, if he marry her, me and Sapphire are going to be cut off without a nickel. Now, if you makes a play with this Widow Johnson and marries her, I'll split my uncle's inheritance with you 50-50. Your share will amount to $10,000 or $15,000.
Let me see that picture again.
Yeah. Yeah, right there.
$10,000 or $15,000. Funny how a woman will pretty up right before your eyes. It's a deal, Kingfish.
Well, good. Congratulations, Anna. It ain't every man that becomes a husband and a father of 9 children in one day.
Yeah, well, I'm 9 children. Wait a minute. Nothing doing, Kingfish. I ain't going to get no family on the wholesale basis.
Well, now, wait a minute, Andy. The 9 children of Mrs. Johnson is going to make a nice little brood for you.
Brood, huh? Listen here, Kingfish. This is one chicken that'd like to sit on his own egg.
Listen here, Andy. 9 cute little cherubs. Little children running around the house.
Yeah, well, you know, that's right. I like kids, all right.
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah, Daddy Andy. I'd have a lot of fun with them.
Oh, sure you will, Andy. Some of them is bound to be 10 or 11 years old. You can put them out on a paper route.
Yeah, I could do that, yeah.
Sure, and then at night you could bounce them on your knee and shake the loose change out the pocket at the same time.
Kids is the thing. I always wanted them. Let's go and see this, Mrs. Johnson. And I'll tell you what. I'll stop by in a toy store on the way over and get a cuddly teddy bear for the youngest one, huh?
Yeah. Take a teddy bear for him.
Yeah. I just think about them 9 kids, though. You know, I ain't much on names. How am I going to be able to tell them kids apart?
Oh, simple, Andy. Just have them wear football jerseys with numerals on them, and any time you want to call one of them, just look at the program, does it? West 134th Street. Mrs. Martha Johnson. 1A. Here we are. Right there, Dad.
Yeah. This is sure a cute teddy bear I bought, ain't it?
Yeah, now I'll ring the bell, huh? Yeah, you know, that is a cute little teddy bear, all right?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Somebody coming to the door.
Well, what did you two mugs want?
Excuse us for protruding, Mother, but we'd like to see Mrs. Martha Johnson.
She ain't home now.
We'll be back later, but incidentally, mister, I got this little teddy bear for the baby in the family.
Yeah, I believe the little baby's name is Herman.
I'll take it. And I'll tell Mom she had to call her.
Mom?
Yeah, I'm Herman. Thanks a lot.
Before you say anything, this ain't gonna change your mind, is it?
Listen, Kingfish, the deal is off. I don't want no child and quit putting me over his knee.
Is that you, George? He's in bed.
Bed?
Yes. He got sick on the train, and he's going to have to postpone the wedding for a few days.
Oh, he's sick. Oh, that's a wonderful break, this is. Honey, does you realize there's 132 fatal diseases he can get? There's still a chance, honey. Send my black suit out to the cleaners. Come on.
Rexall Family Druggist with a welcome from the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store names and who recommend and sell the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. Rexall Plenamins is a good example. The daily dosage of these famous multivitamin capsules gives you 10 different vitamins, including vitamin B12, plus the nutritional extras of liver concentrate and iron. Ask for Plenamins, P-L-E-N-A-M-I-N-S, Plenamins, at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Uncle Sylvester, is you in there?
Well, 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 my favorite nephew, George. Well, how is you, son?
Well, fine. I just thought I'd drop by to tell you up, Uncle Sylvester. By the way, you're sure looking ghastly this morning.
No, George. I'm feeling 100% better this morning.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yes, I went to a clinic this morning for a complete and thorough checkup.
Yeah.
I had 5 different doctors look at me. They said, as far as they can see, I'm as spry as a young chicken.
Well, now, wait a minute, Uncle. I wouldn't put too much stock in that. There's a lot of chickens that was running around spry and healthy one day, and the next day, they ended up in a casserole keeping company with a dumpling.
Well, of course, they didn't give me no final diagnosis.
Yeah.
They said that they'd mail me a complete medical report in 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel that nothing is wrong, and I'm going right ahead with the wedding as soon as I get the report. And I know that you and Sapphire will be very happy for me.
Happy? Oh, yeah, we are hysterical about the whole thing. Oh, yeah.
So the uncle is going ahead with the wedding on schedule, huh, Kingfish?
Yeah, honey. We'll be cut off without a nickel.
72 years old. Ain't that pretty old to be getting a spark of romance?
Listen, Andy, there's been many a campfire that the Rangers thought was out. And it ended up by burning down 3,000 acres of timber before they could get it under control. Oh, I tell you, Andy, the trouble... Oh, Shorty the Barber, where you been? I ain't seen you around a couple of weeks.
I've been laid up with a bad case of bronchitis. I had awful time to talk. I got a trouble with my feet. My throat closed. I opened my mouth and nothing. I couldn't, you see, I you couldn't understand a word I said.
Well, you sound all right now, Shorty, but say, did you hear the bad news about the Kingfish? His rich uncle is getting married to a widow with 9 children, and the Kingfish is going to be out of luck.
That's too bad, Kingfish. Ain't there no way of getting the wedding called off?
No. Looked like he was going to get sick there for a while, but he went to a clinic and they're going to mail him a report or something in a couple of days. I guess they'll...
Say, wait a minute, Kingfish. I got something.
Well, get it out. Don't hold it. Let me lose it.
A report from the clinic advising your uncle that the worst thing he could do is get married and got it to him before the real report got here. Did you nip the whole thing right in the bud, you see?
Yeah, if I could get a fake report to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, make out a report from the clinic. Yeah, why didn't I think of a simple thing like that?
Because you don't think, you don't grasp the subject like I, you don't have the inherent qualities that, you don't,
disturbed while we're making out this medical report.
Yeah, okay, Kingfish.
All right. Got the door locked there?
Yeah.
Now, I'll dictate the thing, Andy, and you write it down. Got a pen?
No, but I got one of them pencils you wet with your tongue, one of them ineligible pencils.
Okay, Andy, I'll All right, medical report. Submitted to poor, unfortunate Sylvester Smith. We, the undersigned doctors, has made a thorough examination of this man. And after due deliberation, there's only one thing we can say. Wow. Got that, Anna?
Yeah.
All right, new paragraph. Now, start off that say, this is one of the feeblest patients we ever examined. The only thing that's keeping him upright is cause his arteries are so hard. See, that ought to scare the old boy right there.
You said
that. Now, listen, Andy, we want to make this look official. Now, on one side of the paper right down there, heart, lungs, bones, blood pressure, respiration, and liver.
Okay, I got that.
All right, now, fill them out. Heart, feeble, lungs, deflated, bones, brittle, blood pressure, couldn't find it. Respiration, choppy. Liver, swivel. All right, read them back, Anna.
Okay. Heart deflated. Lungs feeble. Blood pressure brittle. Bones couldn't find them. Respiration swiveled and chopped liver.
Anna, this is a clinic we're dealing with you now, not a delicatessen, you know.
Give them to me too fast. I ain't no drip tension expert, you know.
Look, Andy, we ain't getting no place here. What is we going to do?
Yeah, I don't know what.
Look, I got an idea here. You remember that cat that Sapphire had once?
Yeah, you mean the one that throw the fit and run around all over the ceiling?
Well, we took him to a vet, and just before he put the cat out of his misery, he read us a letter explaining just what was wrong with the thing. I think I go on home and copy that stuff and send it to Uncle Sylvester. He gets mad after that. There ain't much we can do about it. To dinner tonight?
Yes, Uncle Sylvester. But you seemed upset all evening.
Well, that's why I asked you out to dinner. You see, I had something to tell both of you. I received quite a shock in the mail today.
You don't mean to tell me.
What could you have possibly received in the mail that could have upset you? Well, it was my medical report from the clinic.
Oh,
it was much worse than I expected.
Sure.
In addition to several other strange complications, I appear to be suffering from distemper.
Oh, Uncle, that's terrible.
Yeah, it must have come on you all of a sudden, because when I kissed you at the train, I noticed your nose was cold.
Thing has gotten me very upset, and I was forced to come to a decision about my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
After all, a man in my condition can't take no chance.
That's right, Uncle. You can't take a marriage. What you need right now is plenty of care and rest.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's why I'm marrying the Widow Johnson sooner than I expected. You see, she's a trained nurse.
John, come back here. Where are you going?
Home to run around on the ceiling. That's what I'm doing.
When you develop a simple headache, what's the first thing you think of for fast relief?
Why, aspirin, of course.
Right. But it's also smart to think one step further and choose Rexall aspirin.
Give me three good reasons why.
Okay, you're on. First, every Rexall aspirin tablet contains 5 full grains of pure aspirin. Second, there's no faster-acting aspirin made.
Exactly what do you mean by that?
I mean that when taken with water, a Rexall aspirin tablet is ready to go to work for you even before it reaches your stomach.
Well, you can't ask for much more than that. But what's the third reason?
Just this. In the 100-tablet bottle, Rexall aspirin costs you barely more than 0.5 cents per tablet.
That I'll remember.
And remember this also. You can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Set for tomorrow. We got to go in here and see Calhoun, the lawyer.
Yeah, maybe there's some last-minute way to head the thing off.
Oh,
Oh, howdy, boys.
Yeah, well, howdy, Calhoun. Is your business, could we see you?
Yeah, come on in. I just got back. I was serving a summons. I tell you, boys, when you were serving a summons, you got to keep your mind alert. I went up to this apartment and rang the bell, stood there with the summons in my hand, waiting to do my duty and serve it.
Yeah, well, what happened?
The door opened, and there was a beautiful gal. Boy, she was a knockout. 19 years old, and her hair was flowing down her back. She was wearing one of them beautiful negligees. Oh, she was one of the most gorgeous creatures I ever seen.
Then did you serve the summons?
What summons you talking about?
Now, my uncle is determined to marry a widow tomorrow, and it means I have cut out of the will.
Well, then the thing to do, boys, is start working on the woman.
Yeah, well, how going to do that? Saying that to me, you didn't work on what?
Well, now, suppose your uncle, suppose she thought your uncle was a bluebeard. You know, a man who marries a woman then kills her.
Yeah, tell her that he is a bluebeard.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that just might work. She ain't never met me and Ann. It's our last chance. We'll try it.
Well, I sure hope it works. I'll be seeing you fellas in a couple of weeks. I'm going down to Washington tonight. Yeah, I'm helping out on one of them big investigations down there. The investigation is about how the politicians have been messing around with the RFC.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Say, what did that RFC mean anyway?
Well, as far as the politicians are concerned, I think it means reach for the cash.
Her goofy son just left. Now, Ender, before I knock on the Widow Johnson's door here, remember, we are from the Secret Service.
Yeah, and Uncle Sylvester is a bluebeard. I sure hope she's in.
How do you do, Mrs. Johnson?
Yes?
Madam, we are from the Secret Service. It's our unpleasant duty to inform you that we is on the prowl for a vicious wife killer whose initials is Sylvester Smith.
Smith? The man I'm going to marry?
Well, yes. We of the Secret Service is really out to get him. They done pulled men from every other job they got. Ain't they, Mr. Brown?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We was guarding the president, but they done even took us off that job.
You mean there's no one guarding the president?
No, he's just sitting down there in Key West with a fishing pole in one hand, a shotgun in the other.
Shirt he's wearing is bulletproof.
Oh, I can hardly believe this about Mr. Smith. He seems so gentle and kind.
Well, madam, I know it comes as quite a shock to you, but allow me to read you the official report we got on him. I quote, married last spouse, Susan Thompson, January the 2nd. January the 3rd, took out large insurance policy on Susan. January the 4th, Susan disappeared. January the 5th, Sylvester discovered cleaning out furnace.
Oh, dear, you mean he gets rid of his wives in the furnace?
Oh, yeah. He's known to the police all over the country as Sylvester Smith, alias Barbecue Benny.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. How many wives has he done away with?
Well, we ain't got the exact figure. But for the three winners, even during the coal shortage, his thermostat never fell below 80.
And when he gets you in there, he's going to be shooting in the low 90s.
Of course, he only gets rid of the wires in the furnace during the winter. In the spring, he goes in for gardening.
Yeah, that's right. He plants them under his flower bed.
Yeah, he's sentimental about it, too. He's entered some of the stuff in the flower show last year and come out with first prize.
Sure did. Went to a geranium named Molly.
Oh, I wouldn't think of marrying a man like this. What should I do? Oh, don't let him come nowhere near me.
All the way, madam. If he come around here, just let your son answer the door.
Yeah, that'll scare him off for good.
Oh, thank you so much for coming here and warning me.
Yes, madam, we got here just in time. Another day and you would have ended up being a night-blooming jasmine, you know.
Yes, Amos,
That's the story.
Yeah, well, Andy, I know the Kingfish has done a lot of crazy tricks in his day, but this is about the craziest one I'd have never heard of him doing, spoiling that old man's happiness.
Oh, listen, Amos, if you'd have seen that widow Johnson and that goofy son of hers, we were just saving the old boy from a fate that was worse than death.
Oh, that was mean of the Kingfish, though. You say the Kingfish and Sapphire is down at the station now seeing Uncle Phil left off, huh?
Yeah, and the Kingfish is happy about the whole situation. He figured that the long trip up here and the disappointment of having the marriage called off and then the long trip back there might hurry up the Grim Reaper.
Your marriage being broken up?
Yes, I can't understand what happened to the widow Johnson. One day, the marriage was all set. Then I called her on the phone, and she hung up. Then when I went over there, her big son threw me out of the house and said the marriage was off.
Oh, Uncle Sylvester, we're so disappointed for you. Ain't we, George?
Oh, yeah, we sure is, all right. Well, I have to get to my train now. Goodbye, George. Goodbye, Sapphire.
Well...
Goodbye, Uncle Sylvester.
Goodbye, Uncle Sylvester, and don't forget to write, even if it's only 50 or 100. Let us hear from you.
Well, that's one of the disturbing things about the whole matter, George.
What's that?
There won't be any more checks.
No more checks?
Nope. Last month, I was wiped out in the market. If I had just been able to marry that rich widow Johnson, I could have taken care of you and Sapphire for the rest of your life.
Now, wait a minute.